There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
We are joined right now by a former all-time great collegiately at Notre Dame, played in a national championship game, drafted to the NFL as a linebacker, played with the Chargers and the Saints, among other stops. Manti Te'o is with us on G&D. Sirius XM NFL Radio's own. You can hear Manti every Tuesday as he co-hosts Airing It Out with Bob Papa from 10 a.m. until noon Eastern on Sirius XM NFL Radio, Channel 88, and on the Sirius XM app. Manti, thanks for joining us in D.C. How are you, man?
What's up, guys, man? Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Pleasure, man. It's really cool to talk to you. Tell us about Marshawn Lattimore, I still can't get the name right out of my mouth, but new Washington cornerback, man.
Man, what's not to talk about with Marshawn? One of the best teammates that I've ever had. We drafted him in 2017. It was my first year with New Orleans. I just came from San Diego. And let me tell you something about Marshawn. You know, Washington is getting one of the best cornerbacks in the National Football League. And he's really good at what he does because he's super competitive. You know, I think we've all seen his battles with Mike Evans, but the fact of the matter is Marshawn battles with everybody like that. Like, you should have seen the battles that Marshawn had with Michael Thomas in practice. And so that's the type of caliber guy that the Washington Commanders are getting, and I'm so excited for him because we saw what Dan Quinn was able to do throughout his career, especially with, you know, his corners coming from the Cowboys and doing the things that he did with Diggs and Lattimore and all of them. It's just going to be something that I'm really excited to see my brother go over there and ball.
You said he was one of the best teammates you've ever had. What made him such a great teammate?
You know, he was somebody where you could depend on him. You know, I never had to worry about Marshawn studying film. I never had to worry about Marshawn being ready to go. Marshawn was somebody that I didn't have to worry about that side of the field with him. You know, he always understood what his job was. And more importantly, he executed that job at a rate that not a lot of people in the NFL could execute it at. And so for me being the Mike linebacker, for me being the green dot on the team at times, having to not worry about one of the other 10 guys on the field at any given time was such a bonus. And that goes to show not only his ability to perform between the whistles, but the preparation that he was doing in the film room, at home. It all culminated to the success that we saw and we were so accustomed to seeing him do on the football field in New Orleans for so many years. So that's what made him a great teammate. You know, Marshawn doesn't really talk a lot. He's not a vocal guy, and he's somebody that comes to work and just puts the work in, and he competes and he produces at a high level. And for me, that's what made him a great teammate.
Manti Te'o with us here on G&D in Washington, D.C. So in terms of schematics, Manti, like what would he fit best? I get the sense he could probably do anything, but what would be his best fit in terms of how you deploy Marshawn Lattimore?
Well, he could really do anything. I think the thing about Marshawn is he does the most complicated and most challenging things about the cornerback position very, very well. He plays man-to-man very, very well. So I think if you're a coach and you're looking for the prototypical corner, you would prefer a corner that could play man-to-man over zone coverage. And knowing, you know, what Dan Quinn has liked to do over the years, he likes to run that split safety. You know, this year he started to run a one high doing some cover one man, and that aligns well perfectly with Marshawn Lattimore and the things that he likes to do. He's very physical, but he's also very instinctual, and so that also allows him, when you want to run some zone, that he knows based on splits, he knows based on the tendencies of that certain receiver. I was able to see it when he would go, you know, against Julio Jones week in and week out, twice a year. Just the type of preparation that he went through to ensure that he knew wherever Julio was lining up, what type of route concepts were coming there. So when he was in man, he knew what to expect. When he was in zone, he also knew what to expect. So he can play really anything. And I know people say that a lot about corners and certain players, but honestly, there are not a lot of corners that can play both. And Marshawn is one of those special individuals and special cornerbacks that he honestly can play both, and he's exceptional at both. So, you know, I think he fits very well with Dan Quinn's system.
This is tremendous insight from Manti Te'o, who played in New Orleans for three seasons, of course, after his days in then San Diego with the Chargers. He's joining us on Grant and Danny. You can listen to him on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Now in the analyst game, in the media with us, talking ball, which we can talk about that transition with you in just a few minutes, Manti. But another one on Lattimore for me. You mentioned those epic, and they were truly legitimately epic, matchups with Mike Evans. Like, those were matchups heard around the country. What is it about his mindset that leads to either that showdown or some of the others that you referenced, where it just seems like he lives for that, whatever that is, like going head-to-head? We were talking to a beat reporter who covered him in New Orleans and saying, like, he's better off covering a number one than a number three because he, like, gets up for the number one.
Yeah, Marshawn is a giant slayer, and man, that's not saying that he's a small dude. He's a giant in himself, but he's somebody that he always wants to go against the best. You know, like I said, you know, everybody's seen the battles against Mike Evans, but the thing about Marshawn is he was like that in practice, you know, with Michael Thomas, like, and they were former teammates at Ohio State, and they kept that same type of competitive nature. At practice, like, those two would just go at each other. And that was the thing. That's the thing that you want on your team, is a guy who's not afraid to compete, a guy who's not going to take no crap from nobody. You know, that's one thing about Marshawn is very solid in who he is, not only as a football player, but as a human being. And he's not going to take any type of crap from nobody. And he's never going to back down. And, you know, the type of mentality and culture that I see Dan Quinn building over there, not with just Jaden Daniels, but with Bobby Wagner in the middle of that defense. That's the type of defense that I feel that he's building. And what a great piece for him to add with Marshawn Lattimore, where I know how it felt to have Marshawn out there as a Mike linebacker. I know Bobby's going to enjoy having him, and it might remind him a lot about when he had LOB out there and Richard Sherman, where he didn't have to worry about a lot of that stuff with certain guys on the field. So it's going to be some territory that I think Bobby has been in, you know, having that confidence in a secondary and having that confidence in that part of the field where Marshawn is going to be, and having a guy just like Richard Sherman that's very, very confident in who he is. Like, he's not going to back down from anybody, and he's going to compete. So that's kind of Marshawn in a nutshell. That's kind of what you've seen with those Mike Evans battles, and that's what you're going to see, you know, now that he had the Washington Commanders jersey on.
Manti, we've obviously gone through his strengths, and he's such a good player, talking about Marshawn Lattimore. Where is he maybe not as strong? Certain elements or areas, like, if you had to go against him, how would you attack him? Or, you know, is there really no weakness at this point, relatively?
Marshawn's weakness, I don't think, you know, Marshawn does things exceptionally well, and there's things that he does well. I don't think there's anything that he does bad. I don't think you become an all-pro player a Pro Bowl player in his career by doing more bad things than good. Mm-hmm. I think with Sean, sometimes when he gets so emotional about any given part of the game, it may distract him just a little, but he's not one, again, he's not one of those players where it'll get him out of, all bent out of shape where it affects his play. You know, he might need some time on the sideline when he gets riled up to just collect his thoughts. And as a leader, I knew when to get on Marshawn. I knew also when to leave him alone. You know, and Bobby Wagner, he's been the veteran and been one of the best linebackers in the game and one of the best leaders in the game. I know perfectly well that Bobby's going to feel him out real quick. And so with Sean, he's so critical of himself, I would say. I think that's the main thing. He's so critical of himself that sometimes he'll get within himself. And, you know, as a leader, you just got to know when to pick him up or when you just let him go and let him deal with it on his own. And that's kind of Sean in a nutshell.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Manti Te'o is with us here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Manti, I want to go around the rest of the Commanders and bounce around the NFL with you a little bit, but my last one on Marshawn would be, you're the second person we've had on who said he's a pretty quiet guy. Specifically with the media, he doesn't talk a whole lot in New Orleans. I have a buddy that covers the Saints who's been there for almost a couple of years now. He's talked to him like twice, he said. Is he more in the locker room with the guys, like a pretty outgoing, big personality, or does he keep to himself even in the locker room and he's just not that comfortable on camera?
No, he's a guy who keeps to himself. You know, that's how Sean is. But Sean doesn't really say much. You know, but it's not like he's antisocial. Sean is really social. It's just he's not someone in that you're going to hear him before you see him. You know, and that's the type of people I like to be around. Is that I don't like to be around the talkers. Like Marshawn is a walker. You know what I mean? He walks the walk. He when he needs to talk, he'll talk, but he'd rather not. And I think that's what makes him so special is. For somebody that has achieved all the things that he's achieved and has played at a level at that position against some tough competition and has succeeded year in and year out, he doesn't really talk a lot. And, you know, that's just going to be a feel for you guys, now that you have him. It's going to be a feel that for the guys that are in that locker room. But that's the type of guy I think that you want. You know, you don't want somebody, especially for the Washington Commanders, that has something so good going on right now to bring in a prima donna that's going to come in there, talk, and just rile things up to a level where what's been built so far in Washington kind of gets halted to a certain point. You know, you want somebody like Marshawn who doesn't really say much, lines up, gets the work done, and executes at a high level, and he's going to be a tremendous weapon for that team. So, yeah, he's not a real big talker. He's more of a walker, and – you know, in my opinion, that's what you want in your huddle.
Manti Te'o with us here on G&D. So let's go to Washington at large, Manti. What have you made of this renaissance? I mean, we're not used to this around these parts. We don't do 7-2. Last time was I was junior in high school getting my driver's license when that happened. It has been a minute, but this is as much fun as we've had in decades. Well, outside looking in, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a great blend of young talent and old talent. Young talent being Jaden Daniels, extremely athletic, a really good leader. You know, from what I've been hearing, he's the first one in the building, and that's what you want to hear about your leader on that team. But then also, just the strategy of having somebody like Bobby Wagner. There's something to say about having somebody in that locker room, especially in a leadership position, like a Mike linebacker or like a safety or a quarterback that has been there, done that. You know what I mean? And to have somebody like Bobby Wagner in that locker room, but then also with Bobby's relationship with Dan Quinn, it's just a perfect marriage of the two. And then you put Jaden Daniels with that offensive system. It's perfect for him. I think it was a great situation for him to walk into. I'm happy for him. He holds himself well. He's very, very mature. And it seems like, you know, he keeps the main thing, and that's football. And that's what you want for your franchise, the face of your franchise. And then to also have a big bro in Bobby Wagner, and you have Frank Luhu and all of those guys, to help him in his maturation phase. And it's been so nice to see. Austin Eckler has been playing well. Brian Robinson Jr. has been playing very, very well. And then to see McLaurin, you know, come into his own. And finally, for all of these years, to have a quarterback where they really spotlight him and they get him the ball, having 2 touchdowns last week, that was huge. And I know with him lining up on the left side of the offense all the time, and then that to choose when he's going to choose when he's going to line up on the right to win that game against the Bengals late, you know, that just goes to show the growth of that franchise. And it's good to see. I'm happy to see it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, more things in the future.
Manti, you're on the outside looking in, not sitting here in D.C. I have a hard time envisioning someone saying the Eagles have been better this year, but that's different than saying that the Eagles might still win the division. If you had to pick between Philly and Washington, what appears like a 2-horse race in the NFC East right now?
Washington.
Really?
Washington, by far. By far.
Why do you think they're better?
By far, I think they're better because culturally their identity is more solid. You know, I think if you look at, I'm a big believer in culture. I think culture says a lot about a football team as far as their direction, that all 53 or however many people are in that locker room, they're all heading in the right direction. I think at certain points of the year, you've kind of heard about, you know, how things may be, people may be going in different directions down there in Philadelphia. You see the antics that Sirianni has had on the sideline with people in their home stadium, you know, and you don't see that with Dan Quinn. And when you have a team that everybody's pushing in the same direction, you have a team that shows that belief, like there is no panic. There was no panic when they hit that Hail Mary against the Bears. There was no panic when they won the game late against the Bengals. There was just total belief. You see a Jaden Daniels that's looking at the sideline, you know, telling his offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, to get the call in. You see Bobby Wagner and Frank Luhu after Jaden Daniels throws that Hail Mary. The first ones to greet him is Bobby Wagner and Frank Luhu. When you see that type of stuff, in my opinion, that's the stuff that makes championship caliber teams. It's that culture. Philadelphia has a lot of good players. Saquon Barkley just jumped over somebody backwards last week. Yeah. But that culture isn't as fine-tuned as the locker room culture in Washington at this time. And so that's why I say without even hesitating, it's Washington for me.
Where does Washington rank in the NFC for you then, Manti?
They rank 2, and that's right behind Detroit Lions. Detroit right now is playing at a level it's hard not to put them as the best team in the National Football League. And I put Detroit above Kansas City, who's undefeated. But Detroit right now, in my opinion, is number one, and right behind them, you know, in a very close second is Washington Commanders.
Wow. Good to hear from someone who's not sitting in D.C. With ties to the team. It means even more.
Yeah.
Manti, awesome insight. This was a lot of fun. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll do it again down the road.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Thank you, buddy.
Be good. There's Manti Te'o, superstar at Notre Dame, NFL linebacker for many years as well. Again, he's on Sirius XM, NFL Radio, airing it out with Bob Papa, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern every Tuesday. And you can see him on NFL Network as well. Sirius XM app, Channel 88 over on SXM. He was really good, Danny. That was
yes,
cool
was.
To talk to him.
Yeah, that was really neat. I love that kind of insight, right? Because you know, you've already been in the league a little bit, and then you welcome, you know, the first round pick with a decent amount of hype. And how does he fit in? You know, think about how many times you walked in, you know, as the underclassman with a bunch of upperclassmen, and they hate your guts just on principle because like you dared open your mouth at the first meeting or whatever, right? I mean, that's a normal thing, and effusive in his praise about Marshawn Lattimore, right? About for the guys in the locker room, he's there. He may not be great with you, Ryan, the media, but who cares about that, right? He's there for his dudes. He makes quick adjustments. He's uber talented, can do a little bit of everything. And it sounds like they got themselves a good one.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com